What's up, everyone? Welcome to the 443rd episode of the Pokemon Podcast. It's super effective. I'm your host, SBJ. With me is Will.
It is a wonderful time of year for staying at home and staying cozy and enjoying the types of things that you can do around the house. How nice.
Greg, also here.
I am also here. I'm not really doing things around the house. Like, I did that for 2 weeks. I'm back to work. That's a thing that I'm doing around the house again, I guess.
Is leaving it for work? No, because you're working at home.
I have to work from home, yeah.
Yeah, my Although work is a nightmare, no matter where I'm doing it right now. So I prefer to just pretend it doesn't exist.
I mean, my work suddenly became a nightmare because half my company retired. So I've applied for a new job to fill one of the many vacant holes after the holiday massacre of retirements.
I'll write you a recommendation letter.
Okay, cool.
We don't have a lot of Pokemon news today, but we
we'll still fill 3 to 4 hours of talk.
But strap on in, because we got at least 4 hours of something to cover.
Look, after last week's proving that we'll go back in time, literally nothing is off the shelf anymore. There are no rails. There are no guidelines. You have no clue what we're going to end up doing.
This 1998 advertisement from Kentucky Fried Chicken for Pokemon plushes that we need to go in depth.
Look.
Because they were Beanie Babies, so they have value in two markets.
In this 2000 cartoon, Mew is clearly looking at this tree, which is telling us that Sinnoh remakes are coming.
With better trees.
Not, last week's episode was not the first time we've covered an old article before. It was like this revolutionary brand new thing we've done on this show.
Yeah, but twice is a pattern.
No, I think that was like the fourth time we've done an old article.
Well, now we're in the weeds. Yeah, now nobody can know.
It's like a once a year occurrence, but we might bump into twice a year. You never know.
You never know.
No,
it's
one's
on
safe.
You, Pokemon Company. Keep up with good, timely news articles, or we're going to start digging into your past and seeing what we can uncover.
Some people like the older stuff. It's almost, speaking of... Probably wait closer until February 12th, I think, because that would be the 1 year anniversary of Pokemon Home.
I got my hay in a month. We're going to renew your $16.99, and I'm sweating if I'm going to do that.
I also got my email saying we're renewing your $16.99. No, it's $15.99.
Whatever.
Anyways, well, I guess we'll see if there's one more or two more updates or anything else they're going to do. It's a 1 year anniversary, so maybe they'll give us a free Pokemon at least. Anyways, we have some Pokemon news for the week. Not a lot. We'll waste your time for sure.
Absolutely.
Let's start with the Pokemon Go news. Not a lot here. The countdown to the Sinnoh events are a-coming. On Tuesday, January 12th, from Sunday, January 17th, local time. Turtwig, Chimchar, Piplup, Bidoof, Cranidos? I think it's Cranidos.
I think it's actually based on a cranberry. So yeah, that would be Cranidos.
I think it is. What? Yeah, it's a dinosaur. It's not a cranberry.
Okay, Chatot. Yeah, cranberries are the dinosaurs of the fruit world.
Where's the 3DS?
He's a cute little cranberry. He's a little cranberry boy.
Shieldon, Combee.
He runs around Wisconsin where cranberries grow. You should be proud that your state is represented in Cranberryados.
Weasel, Trifloon, Glammeow, Perugly, Hippopotas, Skorupi, and Snover will be appearing more frequently in the wild. If you're lucky, trainers, may encounter a shiny Buizel. The following Pokemon will hatch from 5K eggs: Krikatot, Bidoo. Hold on. I got it right here.
No, he said Cranidos. He is completely wrong on many fronts. That is not based on a crane. Or an idiot.
Cranidos. It's crane.
No,
it's,
that is wrong. That is wrong.
It's cranium, like the thing you hit your skateboard on.
If you're skateboarding on your cranium?
No, you protect your cranium.
You don't have a lot of career left in skateboarding.
Does anyone actually use the word cranium, though? I feel like if somebody does, I'd be
It's a board game, buddy.
The board game is huge.
Nerd! Because, like, no one's actually...
How can you
just say head or brain?
The
or...
host of this podcast dare to use the term nerd in a derogatory fashion?
How dare?
Nerd.
A bunch of nerds. Bronzor, Shieldon, Bonsly, Hippopotas, Krogunk, all in 5K eggs. Enjoy event-exclusive field research tests that rewards Stardust, leads to Pokemon such as Turtwig, Chimchar, Piplup, Craniados, Shieldon, and Buizel.
You stop adding an extra syllable. You're just making it worse.
Craniados.
Craniados, not Craniados.
Oh, hold on. One more time. Craniados.
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 Was Craniados in the Pokemon Battle Revolution soundboard?
Yeah. I'm sure. Battle Revolution was Gen 4?
I thought it was 5.
No, no. Battle Revolution's before 5. So it has to be 4.
So the question is, this is the missing Pokemon sequence, another one that they left out where it was like Membruno, Craniados, and Brainy Trace.
The following Pokemon will appear in raids. Turtwig, Chimchar, Piplup, Shinx, Buizel, and Gible in one-star raids. I can't wait to not see a single Gible raid. Lopunny, Hippowdon, Toxicroak, and Lumineon in three-star raids. Once again, making three-star raids a complete waste of time and money. Heatran will be appearing in five-star raids.
Craniados is in the Pokemon Battle Revolution soundboard.
Yeah, and... Is it said the same way?
Not really.
What do you mean not really?
Kind of. Craniados. Let's try another one of these. Craniados?
Craniados? Oh, because they say it like 5 times. Because the announcer has like different expressions.
Yeah.
Mega Charizard Y, Mega Blastoise, Mega Abomasnow appearing in Mega Raids. Complete the Sinnoh-themed challenge during the event by catching said Pokemon to receive Stardust, a Magnetic Lure, 15 Ultra Balls, and then the Hoenn event will start on January 19th. So not a lot there, I guess. Did you guys finish your Unova week?
No, and I'll tell you why. Sitting at my home, for the first time in months, a Blitzel appeared. I used a Raspberry 3 times, 3 great curveballs. Did any of them catch? No. Did it run away after the third? Yes. Did I say, well, that wraps up my Unova celebration? I sure did. Shut it off and walked away.
You got to use the silver pineapps.
These are golden.
I only use silver pineapps at all.
Look, it's a Blitzel. 3 great throws, 3 great curveballs, and a raspberry.
Oh, dang. I had the Blitzel. The only thing I'm missing is, this is really sad.
Never seen a Ferrosseed.
Ends in 8 hours and 16 minutes. Yes, I need a Ferrosseed and I need a Herdier, I guess.
Evolving doesn't work.
You have to catch them in raids.
No, I have a Herdier in my house right now.
Well, send it over here.
I have a Blitzel in my house right now, too.
Well, send it over here because I got nothing.
I completed this event in like...
What's this Chimchar? Chimchar, get out of here.
He's a little early. He didn't get the memo. He doesn't know how to read a calendar.
I mean, neither does the Pokemon Go community. But you get an elite medal.
You do get a medal for completing the challenge. Oh, this challenge is really easy. I beat it in like 2 hours and I didn't even leave my house.
How'd you get the Herdier and the Ferrosseed?
Yeah.
They just appeared.
They have never appeared at my house. Ever.
An incense.
An incense.
Well, I'm going to get incensed right now because I've got 38 of those things and they're just taking up space in my bag.
I mean, this is going to be like a 6-hour show, so you might as well stack them.
I mean, stack them up. I mean, since the reward is a medal, I could not care less.
Get out of here.
The amount of interest I have in completing that to get a medal is less than none.
You get 3,000 Stardust, that's pretty good.
Do you know how much Stardust I have?
Not enough, apparently.
I bet I got more Stardust than you.
All right, let's all brag about our Stardust here.
Wait, I'm trying to catch this Ralts right now.
I don't even know where to look.
You just go into Pokemon and you tap any Pokemon.
I've got 4,605,550 Stardust.
Dang. Right now it's telling me I'm going too fast when I'm literally sitting in front of this microphone.
I also have 337
Stop talking
Waltz
bad about Pokemon Go,
can.
Greg. Jeez. Once you get to 40, Greg, you're supposed to sign the contract like Will and I did, saying you love Pokemon Go, and then they give you the good spawns.
I am not a fool who's going to sign away my precious rights at level 40. I mean, they showed up, and I read it, and I said, this is what those two signed? Are you kidding?
Dude,
no.
There's a Oshawott raid right over here by my house. Why don't we stop recording, and I'm going to go do that and invite
I
you guys.
I have 872,251 Stardust.
Noob.
I'm at 2.1 million.
I've got double what Steve... Well, because I never used Stardust for anything.
I've spent mine for, like, Go Battle League and stuff.
I mean, I've leveled some Pokemon. That's about it.
Yeah, I bet Will hasn't leveled up any Pokemon.
Why would I level up a Pokemon?
So you can be the person in raids yelling at other people for using suboptimal Pokemon.
Apparently, there's a Genesect nearby my house, but I don't recognize the location, so...
I have some ups and downs. I like the catch tracker. I think it's cool. It gives you a reason to catch, a herdier. I like how it checked it off. But why is it so limited? Why is Drillbur not on the list? I have 4 Drillbur in my house right now.
I have a lot of Drillbur.
Why is Trubbish not on the list? Wait, Ralts is Gen 3. Never mind. Ignore that
one. Wait, I revised my previous statement. I have actually caught none of these. I just had the pictures of them, which I thought meant I caught them.
Well, you have 8 hours or 6 hours.
I'm going for an Oshawott right now.
It's really easy. I'm just so confused why there's not an hour that I don't see a Drillbur. Why is Drillbur not on the list?
Because it's too easy.
Yeah.
Like I have a time pole in my house, too. Why is time pole not on the list?
I believe that's Tim Pole. Thank you.
I think you're right. I think it is Tim Pole.
For the drum, thank you very much.
So I like it.
It's fine. I mean,
you
it's
gave
a
us a whole week.
Yeah, it's a collector's thing.
You're over that.
I mean, I'm way past that. So
you legitimately sound like me when I was in high school, when everybody else in my class, like the day before an assignment was due, where it's like, I haven't done my essay yet. I don't know what I'm going to do. And I'm like, they gave us a whole week to do the essay. Strangely, there's things we care about and things we don't care about. Education came first.
I never wrote an essay until the night it was due.
Well, I mean, I went to design school, so I didn't have to write essays.
You went to design school for high school?
I went to theater art. I mean, I got my degree in theater arts, so to not ever have to write a paper again.
Guess the drawbacks of studying war at Georgetown University, lots and lots of writing.
I mean, I also, for my job, don't write until much closer to the due date. Like my whole process of writing is terrible, and I understand it, but it works for me. So.
And also catching Pokemon in Pokemon Go.
Yeah. Well, they need to show up and stay in the ball.
I mean, it's a game about, I don't know. I was going to say, it's a game about going
anymore.
Outside and exploring, which I guess is still true. You can go outside safely, Greg.
No, because it's really slippery out there.
It got up to 32 today.
Yeah, which means it melts and then it freezes.
Yeah, it's a little
Pikachu?
Icy over here, too.
Nobody wants Pikachu. You're so tired, dude.
Okay, last bit of Pokemon Go news here is... Well, there's more, but we're going to skip a lot of it.
I mean,
they rescheduled some raids and stuff.
Oh.
But the last bit of news here is the North Face and Gucci collaboration, which we've talked about collaborations before. This whole thing is really frustrating. Not in the sense of, I don't really care that much about, not who. Like, the collaboration itself doesn't bother me in a sense of, like, the Pokemon Company partnered with Mr. Donuts in Japan for Chansey Donuts. And the Pokemon Company has partnered with Longchamp or whatever, however Will says it. And those are, like, designer $800 purses that I'll never buy. I mean, the Pokemon Company, Pokemon Go, Niantic, whatever, they partnered with Starbucks. I can't even remember the last time I went to a Starbucks, like, 4 years ago.
Where you get your coffee from?
I don't drink coffee.
Colectivo?
I don't know who you... Oh, that's true. Colectivo is pretty good. I preferred it when it was Altaria.
It's less
more,
a name
more Pokemon themed.
Altaria?
I can't even remember.
Altaria.
I can't even remember. I can just think Altaria now.
That's what it used to be called.
Altera, that's what it was.
Are you sure?
I think so.
I'm pretty sure it's... Get out the 3DS. I'm pretty sure it's Altaria.
But they don't have coffee shops. Here's a list of Milwaukee coffee shops.
Oh, man. If I get one more Oshawott, I'm putting this thing down.
This collab is just... I mean, I'm not losing sleep over it. It's just...
No.
It's just dumb.
It's dumb.
Okay.
It's dumb. There's a couple... There's a number of dumb things within this dumb thing that they're doing.
So it says North Face and Gucci Pokemon Go. Discover hashtag the North Face and Gucci. Okay, but let's stop right there. I'm already getting distracted. Does Gucci own North Face or does North Face own
it's
Gucci?
A collab. No. It's a collab.
It's a collaboration.
Okay, so there's three collabs here.
Yeah.
It's a triple.
Is this like Toyota and Lexus, where like Toyota technically owns Lexus?
No. Okay. It's like when Girl Skateboards collabs with Sanrio. Neither one owns the other, but they're just like Girl Skateboards is using Sanrio characters on their skateboards. That's it.
Yeah, but that's two people. This is three people.
Just because they happen to make an appearance in Pokemon Go doesn't make it three people. What if you could get a Sanrio Girl Skateboard in Pokemon Go? It's the same thing.
Okay, that's true. I see.
Gucci and North Face did a real like fashion launch, like collaboration. Like those two companies did do a thing this
year. Yeah, you could legit buy these clothes.
Yeah, like that's a thing. They already like they're not the same company, but they did a fashion collab, and I would argue that it's ugly, but this is just then Pokemon saying, let's get in on that. You already did a thing, so let's do another thing with it.
Okay, so it says discover North Face Gucci collection in Pokemon Go with avatar items designed from the lines of t-shirts, hats, and backpacks. As a gift to the community who may not be experiencing this collaboration due to local restrictions, you can redeem the avatar code using it's like a long code here. I'm sure you've probably seen it on social media. And then inside your Go app before. Originally, they said you can only get this shirt, backpack, hat by going to a Gucci store or a North Face store, I think. And there was like 100 locations you could go through throughout the world. And there was like 4 in California, 1 in Seattle, like 2 in New York. There was like 2 in Chicago. And that was closest to me was Chicago. I don't know. Yep. You guys don't have a Gucci or North Face. Well, I have a North Face store in Milwaukee, but we have a North Face store at the Mall of America.
We have one in the Mall of America.
Do you know if it changed the Gucci one?
Wait, how long does this run for? Because I'll go down there.
No, you can just use the code now. You don't have to.
Yeah.
So 2 days after they said 100 Pokestops in the world.
Yeah.
Then they just gave a code to everyone.
Because people were rightly like, why are you making exclusive things that people have to travel for right now? It was not a good look.
I'm just a little annoyed that it's like literally no Pokemon theme to it at all.
None.
Like, yeah, I understand that's because North Face slogan is never stop exploring, which kind of goes in line with Pokemon Go, but outside of that, there's nothing.
Yeah.
So I follow a lot of people who work at the Pokemon Company on Twitter. Pokemon Company got them North Face jackets for their Christmas present.
And no, I will say, North Face jackets are really nice.
Yes, they are.
And on the North Face jacket was like a little, it was really subtle. It was just like Pikachu's head.
No, that I would want.
It was a really clean looking jacket. And so when they announced the Gucci Pokemon Go North Face, I was like, oh, like they're probably going to do a couple jackets, maybe some gloves. But it's just this shirt and this hat and this backpack, and they have nothing to do with Pokemon.
Yes.
Yeah. And they're kind of ugly. Yeah. And I'm sure the backpack's like $20,000, and the hat is probably like $10,000, and the shirt is probably like $800 because Gucci's on it.
I wonder how much they actually are.
I mean, North Face isn't cheap on its own.
North Face isn't cheap.
Yeah, it's I know. Not. That's why I was like kind of excited because I don't have an amazing winter jacket. And I was like, you know what? I've heard amazing things about North Face. I know they're a little bit pricier, but if it has a subtle Pikachu on it, I'm in. I'll treat myself to Christmas. But they didn't do anything. It's just this dumb Gucci shirt. It's a bit of a bummer.
Yeah.
At least, like, the Longchamp stuff looked cool. I know I couldn't afford it, nor was I in the market for a purse, but at least it was, like, a really cool-looking purse.
Yeah. It's a weird... I don't know. It's weird. Like, this one is just... There's just nothing Pokemon about it. And also, I think they picked the least attractive options from the collab. Like, there's a cute jacket in there. And that's not even an option. You just get the weird t-shirt. You don't even get the boots. And then, again, before they released the code, it was like, really? This is... You're limiting it to your stores, and you're not even to all of your stores? Because there's a Gucci and a North Face store in Mall of America.
So I would have had to drive... I considered driving to get these ugly clothes, because I just like collecting things in Pokemon Go. So I was like, well, the nearest store to me is an hour away, but that store is like 20 minutes away from a Japanese grocery store that I could go to. Mm-hmm. And I would need to stock up.
Mm-hmm.
But there was the other thing with this event is there's no end date.
Yeah.
So they didn't say like, oh, get your Gucci stuff by February 7th or something. So that was also hard to plan. Like, do I need to go this weekend? What if I plan to go in like 2 weeks? Is it still going to be available? Like, there's just no details about this event besides like, here's some ugly clothes. Good luck. But whatever. They made the code available to everyone. So, and we're talking about Gucci and North Face right now. So I guess it worked in the sense of they
there
wanted us to talk about it.
I mean, at least the release dates for the Gucci stuff, like the last thing, they'll go online on January 22nd. So I imagine it's through all of that. Like, it's at least the month of January, because that's when they're releasing everything, all the actual products that they created. There's still no prices that I can see.
Yeah, if you need to ask the price, buddy, you can't afford it.
Well, I know, but I mean...
It's like one of my favorite expressions ever.
There's no prices on the menu. Well, this isn't the place for you. I would think they would at least have something to say, this is what you're looking at, price-wise. I mean, to be fair, looking at their regular things, a pair of pants, $1,000. So we're going to say that they're that they're around the $1,000 mark.
I can probably honestly say I'm the only person in this conversation that has ever spent over $1,000 on a single article of clothing, and $1,000 for a pair of pants is too much money.
Oh, yeah. I have never spent that much money on a piece of clothing that I can think of. I've come close, like for jackets and stuff, but never over $1,000.
The only Pokemon Masters news I got is there is a new login bonus. It looks like just 7 days in a row, you eventually, if you log in all 7 days, you get 500 gems, and then you get 40 skip tickets, because we all know that everyone is very low on skip tickets.
Skip ticket poor. You'll be happy to know that my pull unluck has continued. I have gotten the only 5-star I've pulled off of all of these banners in 4 months is Morty.
I'm just kidding. Yeah. Funny you say that, because I also have pulled two Mortys, and full disclosure, I'm partnered with DNA. They sent me my stipend. They do send me some free gems every month as part of their program. I spent all those gems. I went 20,000 gems on Lily's banner.
Mm-hmm.
I got no Lily.
Yep. I have no N. I have no Gloria. I have no Lily. I have no Lance. I have no Erica. Nothing.
I did get blue, which I was missing. Blue and Pidgeot.
I was like, didn't you get blue before? But no, blue and Pidgeot.
Yeah, I got blue and Pidgeot, so that was kind of cool. And I got Guzma, so I was pretty excited there.
I've had Guzma.
It's your boy.
I did get my boy Guzma finally.
It's your boy.
So that was cool.
Who's
that was
good
cool.
For the New Year's event. I've been using Guzma and Pidgeot in blue. Is it Herbert and Braviary?
Nate and Braviary.
Nate and Braviary. Those have been my boosted New Year's friends to get me all the New Year's cards that I still haven't spent.
That's all we have for Masters. Sorry.
Sorry. Hopefully you completed a stitch.
I think Isn't what's her face coming? What's her face?
May? I completed an entire shell. Thank you.
May is eventually coming, right?
I mean, after April, yeah.
I thought so.
No, not the month of May. The character May.
I mean, be specific.
Was that rumored? Was that officially?
I think that was rumored.
Yeah, because it was it was in the. I should be clear that this was a data mine. But the data mine
is already in the game with somebody, isn't she?
No.
If May shows up without Piplup, I am going to riot.
No, Barry has Piplup.
Yeah,
I am going to riot.
May is Gen 3. You're thinking Dawn. Dawn is Gen 4.
Dawn. Okay.
The only Gen 3 character missing is Mudkip, because Trico is Brendan.
I'm thinking of Snivy. Who in Snivy?
What? Rosa has Snivy. Dawn?
Rosa. That's who I was thinking of, not May. Never mind.
Yeah, I think May is supposed to be like the last one of the data mine that hasn't come out yet. We're going to take a break. We got some TCG news. Some new sets are coming out. Also, there was a TCG arrest that we need to cover.
Is it from Pokemon Worlds in Canada? Finally?
Is this the continuation of your scam?
No, this is a different scam.
Okay.
But we will be right back. Hello, hey, new year, new subscription. If you would like to support It's Super Effective and what we do here, you can head over to patreon.com/PKMNCAST, PKMNCAST, or if you can't remember that, I don't know why, because it's like the same as all our socials, you can go to ise.cash. If you want to support the show, Patreon does now offer yearly subscriptions at a discount. You will actually save 10% off, and you can join our Slack community for $2 a month, which is $24 a year, but you get the 10% off, so you're saving like $3. I rounded up. I know. Math. So a couple people don't know this, and I think I mentioned it last time, but the podcast makes no money besides Patreon. We don't run ads on the show. I don't think we're planning on running ads. I'm not in talks with anyone to run ads. So it doesn't matter if we get 5 listens an episode, 1,000 listens an episode, 1,000,000 listens an episode. We make zero money. It's not like Spotify or something where like a song gets 0.004 cents. We get nothing. Everything's free. And we do this all because of Patreon. So if you would like to support the show and become a member of our Slack community that has over 400 members in it that are all great, all super nice. They'll ask you what your favorite dessert is when you arrive. You can head over to patreon.com/PKMNCAST. And if you're trying to cut subscriptions this year, totally understand. Really appreciate you listening to the show regardless. Maybe tell a friend. Otherwise, keep on enjoying the episode. We are back from our break. All right. Before we get to the good news, two TCG things just came out. There is a Pokemon TCG Alakazam V-Box that should be available on Pokemon Center. Should be available in like Target and Walmart and other stores is what you would think. But I believe people are still, that TCG craze is still going. But as of this recording, it's still on Pokemon Center for $20 and it's free shipping. On Pokemon Center for $20. The Alakazam V-Box includes one promo card featuring Alakazam V, one oversized card featuring Alakazam V, 4 booster packs, and a code card for the online game. See how many Steam Siegers in this box.
Does it include a boss's orders?
No, it's just four booster packs.
Could it include a boss's orders in one of those booster packs?
Boss's orders was Rebel Clash? It looks like there's one Rebel Clash here. I see two Vivid Voltage, one Rebel Clash. I think that's Rebel Clash in the background. That other one might be Darkness Ablaze.
If I go to Target tonight to get some groceries and they have Pokemon packs, what should I, which pack set should I be looking for? What's my money set?
I would say your money set is Vivid Voltage right now with the big Pika. And then the second one I would probably say is Darkness Ablaze. It would probably be an order of release. Like Sword and Shield is probably the least exciting of the Sword and Shield sets. So I would probably say first Vivid Voltage, second Darkness Ablaze, third Rebel Clash, fourth Sword and Shield.
All right, so I'm buying more Commander Legends. That's what I'm hearing here. Okay.
Unless they have Champion's Path, which has the two Charizards that everyone wants, but also Champion's Path is a scam. Don't get Champion's Path. There is another TCG thing coming out on this is so the Alakazam should already be out. It said release date was January 8th. This is Pokemon TCG V Battle Deck Venusaur vs. Blastoise. This comes out on February 5th. This comes with two ready-to-play V Battle Decks. Each has 60 cards. Each deck includes a powerful special Pokemon, either Venusaur or Blastoise. Eight additional trainer cards, including two foils, two large metallic coins, two deck boxes, two quick start guides, two single-player mats, six reference cards, damage counters, one guide to upgrading your deck, and a code card for the online game. I don't know how good these decks are. There is like the ADP battle box. I think it's called the battle box that you can buy. And it gives you like Zacian and ADP. It's actually like close to the final deck that people use at tournaments. Not 100% sure how... Well, like, Venusaur and Blastoise are not particularly, like, I wouldn't say they're tournament level at all. There is a little, like, step counter on this. It's one out of three Pokeballs, and it says level one, so I think this is just mostly for beginners. But I don't know. I don't know what the difference is between getting these two versus getting a theme deck versus getting a battle box. That's kind of the confusing thing.
Yeah, I don't know about the theme deck part, but I would say like the only point of these ones that I could think of is like if Greg and I were going to go to brunch and we're like, we need something to do while we're at brunch because it takes them a long time to serve the food. And we're like, well, let's grab some Pokemon decks. And neither one of us plays the TCG, so we don't have prepared decks.
Correct.
So we could just grab one of these, not sleeve it. A shiver just went down my spine.
And, I'm fine with that.
And we could throw down with some Pokemon fun right there.
But that's what a theme deck is already doing.
But also, right, I only have to buy one product here, and I've got two decks versus buying, like, trust me, parents of the world that out there that have no experience with Pokemon, they're buying a theme deck, bringing it home, and wondering why their kid has nothing that they can actually play, okay? We're correcting for that error.
There's no price on this either. Theme deck is like $14.99, so I'm going to guess that this is probably going to be $25.
There you go, discount.
The good news. This is off Bulba Garden. Bulbapedia used to be on top of news. They don't do news as much anymore. I think because they like force people to change roles, because it's a wiki. There's like some weird... Isn't that like a weird wiki rule? Like every 2 years you got to rotate out somebody?
I have no idea.
I've never heard that before in my life. But is this the article where Pokemon TCG becomes more like Yu-Gi-Oh?
No.
Yu-Gi-Oh!
Are you sure?
Yes. Maybe? Okay. I don't know. This is by Archaic. We've had Archaic on the show before. They are the big boss of Bulba Garden. Singapore police arrest Pokemon trading card scammer.
Yeah, that's more like Yu-Gi-Oh right there.
Singapore police have announced they have arrested a 28-year-old man on suspicion of having cheated more than 15 victims of more than $176,000 Singaporean dollars worth of Pokemon cards. Greg, quick.
What was that number again?
176,000 Singaporean dollars. Is this a made up word? Singaporean? What? This is like no, Alolan or Galarian.
No. I mean, I would say Singaporean, and my suspicion is that you are adding an extra syllable, as you enjoy doing.
It's true.
All right. What? Give me that number again.
176,000.
I got it here. I'm quick on the clicky keys. That's $132,714.44 in United States dollars.
Yep.
Oh, okay. So over 100K.
Yeah.
I mean, Singapore has a good economy, so they got some value to their currency.
Police started investigating after having received several reports from victims who claimed they have been scammed by an online seller who had been advertising Pokemon TCG cards at a discounted price, only to become uncollectible after the victim transferred payments via direct bank transfers. If found guilty, the man faces imprisonment terms up to 10 years and a fine under Section 420 of Singapore Penal Code. This is not the first time in recent memory that Singapore police had to deal with Pokemon TCG scammers. Back in October, Singapore arrested a 26-year-old man and a 17-year-old female teenager for their suspected involvement in a series of e-commerce scams involving the sales of Pokemon cards on Carousel, a Singaporean online auction platform. Oh, so they're like eBay. We can only hope that with the latest arrest, Singaporean police have now caught them all. Boy, I hate that line. Singaporean police have reminded members of the public to be very careful when making online purchases, using buyer protection, avoiding advance payments, blah, blah, blah.
Always use, what is it called? Dagnabbit. This is a business transaction, not friends and family, no matter how much they ask you to use friends and family.
Oh, I know what you're talking, the PayPal thing.
Yup. I mean, how many, it's like, I've been in the TCG world for 8 years now, and it's like, if there is one refrain that you hear over and over again is, if you don't know the person you're buying from, don't use friends and family. Pay that little extra.
I've purchased a lot of TCG code card stuff off eBay. I've never had a problem. I suppose that if somebody has never really used eBay, they probably don't know what to look for. Like there's, I mean, the obvious thing is just look for the little star next to their name to see how many like sales they've had and how many have gone good and how many have gone bad. But you start to recognize like the same sellers over and over when you shop on eBay enough. I don't know what. I wonder what Carousel looks like.
You could just be like me and never buy anything off eBay.
eBay's okay. Ooh, Carousel has a nice looking website.
I don't know. eBay's the TikTok of online commerce.
What? eBay is like, I feel like only.
I don't need to put any more money in Elon Musk's pocket here.
I feel like no one under the age of 20 is actually using eBay anymore.
What are they using?
I don't know. Facebook Marketplace?
TikTok Bay? You just said nobody uses Facebook either.
That's true.
So are you saying that they just run it all through Etsy?
No, Etsy, you can't resell stuff. Through Etsy. That's only for your own.
What's that other resell app that you get commercials for?
What?
There's like Listed or Off It or something like that.
Or Bop It or Twist It.
Snap
It.
There you go.
There's definitely like dedicated.
Craigslist. There you go. Craigslist.
No, no one's using Craigslist anymore. Are people using Craigslist
still?
People use Craigslist.
There are. People still use Craigslist. Everybody just sells through LinkedIn now.
Yeah, I don't think that's happening.
I mean, LinkedIn's got to be used for something.
My career advancement, obviously.
Obviously.
I think you're probably more likely to buy something used off LinkedIn than to get a job on LinkedIn. I don't think that's happening.
I mean, eBay still seems to have a lot of things for sale on it.
Yeah, no, I like eBay. I grew up with eBay, though.
So it's a trusted partner of your life.
I don't know if I'd trust everything on eBay. You can get like all 400 shinies in Pokemon Sword and Shield for a solid like $40 on eBay if you're into that.
Go on.
Why are you wasting all this time on Twitch when you could just spend $40?
I ask myself this all the time. I still think eBay is probably one of the best places to go to import like Japanese goods. I mean, you could go to like, well, I used to use Japan stuffs, but they like closed because of the pandemic, and then they like slowly reopened, but they're not stocking new things. They're only fulfilling things they had before the pandemic started, which is like, no one wants that old Pokemon stuff. We want the new stuff. And then I guess you could go to like Mecca, but man, the amount of, what's the word, surplus? Price increase they put on things is unreal.
The service
sometimes.
Charge,
yeah. It feels like sometimes you're paying almost double for an item just for them to ship it through DHL. Last bit of news here. Started with an arrest story. Let's end with an arrest story.
We started with an arrest story?
As
we?
The Yu-Gi-Oh!ization of Pokemon continues.
Man arrested for forging prized popsicle sticks to win Pokemon cards in Japan. This was sent in by Brandon from our Slack community. A man was arrested for Wednesday in eastern Japan near Tokyo for allegedly forging and sending out dozens of special popsicle sticks to an ice cream manufacturer so they could be redeemed for a popular Pokemon for popular Pokemon cards by the company. The 43-year-old man is suspected for attempting fraud after he sent 25 fake popsicle sticks in November of last year to Akagi Nayugyo Co. in Satamata Prefecture, according to local police. I'm assuming that is the company that was making the said popsicles.
I'm sure it's the ice cream company.
The company ran a competition between June and July of last year. I think we covered this news, actually.
I think so.
Yeah, it sounds about right.
This sounds oddly familiar now. The company ran a competition between June and July of last year in which people could send in a rare lucky stick from its popular popsicle brand, Gari Gari, in exchange for Pokemon game cards created for the event. The limited sticks were engraved with the words, "You win a Gari Pokemon card," which could only be seen after consuming the ice cream. Akagi contacted the police after receiving multiple lucky popsicle sticks from what was believed to be one person. The ice cream manufacturer warned consumers the possibility that fake lucky popsicle sticks are being sold online.
What does this world come to?
So this is just like the whole McDonald's Monopoly thing.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, totally. But, like, wasn't the McDonald's thing to win $1 million and not get a bunch of cards?
Hey, you find value where you find it.
Yeah, true. Do you think he had, like, one of those wood burner sets and was, like, individually burning to forge?
I don't remember. How the sticks, whether it was like ink printed or burned into the popsicle stick. But I mean, it can't be that hard to forge a popsicle stick.
If it's ink printed, there's your problem right there. I mean, that's just ripe for counterfeit.
Hold on, I'm going to go to eBay real quick and see if I can find.
I'm going to go to eBay to see if I can find fake popsicle sticks.
No, I wanted to see if like somebody won the card and then put it on eBay. But it doesn't look like it doesn't look like it's on eBay. I don't know how many winners there were. The guy made 25 sticks though. That doesn't seem like a lot.
Well, if he did more than that, it would be suspicious.
I mean, you are at that point playing with, they know how many sticks are out in the world. And so like if they had like, there are 12 popsicle sticks and they suddenly got 25. Like, you're busted at that point. Do we have a picture of even what the card was?
Yeah, it's just the Zarude card that is in Vivid Voltage, but there's like a small gold thing on top of it, but it's just the Zarude 210 HP grass Pokemon, a Zarude V card. And there's just like a little symbol, a gold symbol on it. So I'm not sure if that's the final card, but that's what's shown in the like what you could win picture.
Hmm. But nobody.
No one's listing it on eBay. So.
But are anybody listing the popsicle sticks on eBay? Because I found an article from August that says why used Pokemon popsicle sticks are selling for hundreds of dollars.
I know no one told Japan about the national eBay. Decks.
Oh, right.
But they're good at using eBay. Or somebody in Japan. Well, I get a lot of things from Japan via eBay, as we just discussed in the last segment of this podcast.
And not Lister Flipit.com or whatever.
It? Oh, is that maybe what the app is called? Flipit?
I don't know what it's called.
Are you kidding me?
I'm literally making things up.
Sell it. Chuck it.
Sell it. Buy it.
I don't remember what the app is called. I'm not seeing any Japanese popsicle sticks on eBay. I will type in the term Japanese popsicle stick. Let's see where that gets us.
Be careful, young internet searcher.
It gave me a watermelon ice bar food plush pillow cushion from Japan starting at 99 cents. 5 days left, 5 hours.
eBay is not the right place. Did you search for Gary Gary Coon?
I did.
And nothing?
Yeah, I know how to use eBay.
Do you?
Yes. I'm going to type I know you know how to do that,
but
look,
I bought
a copy of eBay for Dummies 12 years ago, and that book has never let me down.
I just searched for Gary Gary Coon card, for just Gary Gary Coon, and I got Pokemon card for $529.84.
I searched for ice cream Japanese, and I found I'm not making this up. Ice, space, cream, space, Japanese. It's not the top 20. I had to scroll it down a little bit. I found it, though. $883.55. I have it here. It does have the symbol as listed. It's like a gold embossed symbol on it. It's here. It's $883.
I mean, you're talking about the card, right?
The card is, yes.
I found cheaper ones. The least expensive one I found is $529.
Okay, I'm seeing... I see a $650. This is an actual picture of the card, though. I see the dude's hand in it.
Yeah, I see an actual picture of the card and the message from the company.
Ooh, I found that one. I found one for $490.
Ooh, that's... buy that one.
Zarude V promo, collaboration, hit the lottery, winning card... it has a certificate behind it with the Gary Gary guy. I remember the Gary Gary guy because he looks like a little monkey.
So there's one on here that's for $1,888. Why? Why so much? And why are 10 people watching it?
Hold on. I found the ice cream stick now.
Look.
Okay.
People are stuck at home.
Wood burned or printed?
It looks wood burned.
See? They did their best.
Oh, look. There's one here. PSA Gem Mint 10 for $2,053.
Yeah. It's a lot.
I found a PSA 10. No, this is just PSA 10. Oh, no. This does have the symbol. The Gary Gary symbol. I found it for $18.
I found the PSA 10.
What?
Hold on. I've gotten cheaper. We're down to $465. A picture of the card. Sleeved, the certificate in the background.
For $200, I'll make a photocopy of the card and send you the photocopy.
Okay, but this dude doesn't. This certificate doesn't look like it's framed. If for $30 more here, I can get the frame certificate, mm-hmm. and the card looks like it's in a top loader as well. The other card wasn't top loaded.
Well, thank goodness they're at least using a top loader.
Well, yeah.
Some people don't.
I don't use top loaders,
but still. Back to my initial premise. What? How much extra money do you need in your life to be willing to spend $2,000 on a single trading card that's not even like competitive good?
Look,
how much is a wood burning set? Okay, this is going to tell us what the scam was.
At a certain point, money, you have too much money, Will. And if don't
that sentence has never been spoken. I do not have too much money. Please, lawsuit, give me more money. Thank you.
No, I'm saying that like people who hit a certain threshold are making
should
so
pay
much
higher taxes. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yes, sure. But they're making so much money consistently.
Okay.
And if I was at that point in my life, which will never happen because I decided to get into both Twitch streaming and podcasting, two of the least.
And TikTok.
And TikTok.
I've like made zero sense for TikTok. If I was on the other end of things where I had too much money, you better believe I would be paying $2,000 for a Zarud card stamped with a monkey face golden thing only from Japan because I searched ice cream Japanese on eBay. You better believe I would be eBay would be flourishing with money because I would be importing everything I could. I would single-handedly keep eBay afloat.
Okay, where are you going to put all this garbage?
In the 17 houses I own.
Here it is. I found out why this person did this. You can buy 200 popsicle sticks for $5.
Oh, that's true, because I can make little log cabins out of my popsicle stick collection.
And a wood-burning kit for $15. So for $20, you could make $2,000 per card on eBay.
Nobody's buying that card for $2,000.
That's true, yeah.
Well, then we saw it for sale. Okay, $500. That's still a lot of profit for very little work.
Okay, so...
But Greg, I must say thank you because I was thinking of getting back into model rockets, but now I'm just going to buy popsicle sticks.
Popsicle sticks and go for it. Yeah.
Okay, the real question is how many winners of this was there? Because on eBay... I am on the this is Samurai Sakura, the eBay seller. Obviously, clearly Japanese based off two of the like English Japanese words that all Americans might know, both Samurai and Sakura. They have sold 392 things on eBay. They have the little blue star, which means 99.5 positive feedback, whatever. They're selling the Zarud card with certificate, the little monkey face stamp, $490. This is the one I would probably buy if I had, if $500 was pocket change to me. It's not. But this is the seller I would probably buy from. Not only do they have two cards available at $490, they have sold seven so far. How did they just like buy cards off other people to like?
That's possible.
What is it? Corner of the market?
Yeah.
How did they get so many?
They had a
they
lot
ate a
of
lot of ice
cream.
They enjoy
in as a way of celebration having these wonderful ice cream frozen treats.
What I don't understand. Now that you've made me open eBay on my computer, and I will literally have to take my computer and throw it into the dumpster because it has been tainted.
It's the name of our new podcast, What I Don't Understand.
What I Don't Understand.
What I don't understand is why there are also listings for Pokemon card Gary Gary Kun elected the Rude. I guess that's Zarud, whatever. V. Envelope winning notice. So. Not the actual card, not the certificate,
but the envelope,
but the
saying that
envelope
you won.
That had the winning notice in it.
Well, maybe somebody got the card and they want
for
the envelope.
$560 US dollars. Do you know, I could buy a North Face jacket for $560 US dollars that would keep me much warmer than this envelope.
This wasn't in our news, but there was another card that's going for quite a bit. Not as much as the Zarud card. It's a Pikachu card that was exclusive to 7-Eleven in Japan. It's the card that I actually wanted. It's the Cramorant with the Pikachu in its mouth, although it's a Pikachu card, not a Cramorant card. And what they did is they made this Cramorant box, and they sold it at 7-Elevens, and the Cramorant box was 4,000 yen, which comes to, like, I don't know, like $35 or whatever. And the box is, it's like a, it's a promotion for the movie. It comes with a Pikachu promo. It says Coco on it, K-O-K-O, which is funny because sometimes the other promotions say C-O-C-O. And it came with like 5 booster packs. 2 of the booster packs were Shiny Star V, and then 2 of the booster packs were whatever their like version of Darkness Ablaze is. And then it was like an older, like, I think it was Ultra Shiny, the like R Hidden Fates, their Ultra Shiny set. And that whole box, which is like $40 or 4,000 yen in Japan, is going for like $300 on eBay.
I see one for 500. I see one for 360, 365, 360.
But the card is the one I... Well, I do like the box because the box is like Pikachu and Cramorants. It's like a cool box. The card is what I really want, but the card itself is going for like 150.
150 to 200, yep.
Yeah. So I don't know if that card... I don't know if that card... This is the thing about Pokemon cards, is that card will stay valuable if they never print it in English. But the second they print it in English, no one will care about the Japanese one anymore. They'll want the English one. I guess we'll see.
I mean, people in Japan will care about the Japanese one.
That's true, yeah.
Nobody. Listen to you. Anyways, Will and I will be starting our wood-burning podcast real soon, as soon as my wood-burning kit arrives.
During this whole conversation, Greg ordered a bunch of popsicle sticks.
A bunch of popsicle sticks, a wood-burning kit, I'm set.
We are going to engage in the classic Minnesotan craft of popsicle stick cabin building with beautiful, ornate, wood-burned embellishments.
Yep.
Find our work on eBay, our eBay shop,
eBay shop.
For $1,000 per popsicle stick log cabin minimum.
Mm-hmm. Tune into our YouTube channel that we'll be launching, Wood Burning Friends.
I am sure there are millions of wood burning channels. I'm so confident of this.
But are there millions of wood burning channels with Will and Greg?
No.
That's true.
Making traditional, handcrafted Minnesotan popsicle stick log cabins? No.
You know what I always wanted to do on YouTube? See, I like doing things that I know
That's
will...
funny. For a man who has plenty of time to create TikToks, you have dreams about doing YouTube. Go on.
No, I do YouTube. Look, there's a YouTube videos every Monday, Wednesday, Friday. PKMNcast.
I believe there's a gentleman named Jake who does YouTube.
Yeah. I mean, he's atrocious, so...
No. I get everything together. Jake is really great at editing my stuff, but... we do have YouTube stuff.
There are not channels dedicated to wood burning.
This is a lie. This is a lie. You're not searching the right thing. Just like I had to search Japanese ice cream to find Zarude.
There are a bunch of people who put up videos of wood burning, but not a dedicated wood burning channel.
This is what I want to do because this is what I've wanted to do, but will never do. So if you want to steal this, you're more than welcome to. Because it'll never.
Why will you never do it?
Because I don't have time. And
a passion project.
I've already have passion products that don't pay the bills, like this podcast and like Twitch.
Everything you do.
Everything I do already doesn't pay the bills, so I don't need to add another thing. Anyways, the thing I would want to do on YouTube is a water review channel, because no one is reviewing water. But water
because it's all from the tap.
No, it all tastes different, Greg. Dasani tastes different than Aquafina. Tastes different than the Smart Water. Tastes different than Core. Tastes different
This is the wine tasting fallacy. You have believed that you taste things different. If
exactly.
I brought you 5 glasses of water unmarked and placed them in front of you and said, point out which is which, you would have no idea.
I would literally be able to tell which one is Fiji, which one is Smart, which one is Dasani. Easy.
It's all a moot point because I have watched YouTube videos of people drinking different waters and reviewing them. So
that's not true.
That's left the
eye. Has not
existed.
Oh,
you're telling me my eyes have deceived me?
Yes.
That annoying mother with her 2 children who was like absolutely convinced that if your water that you're drinking doesn't have the right pH balance, it's going to destroy your innards. That was fully my imagination.
It sounds like it, yeah.
Here's the important thing. If anyone out there wants the Will and Greg Minnesotan Log Cabin Christmas Village 2021, put in your orders now.
Yeah.
Because it takes a long time to glue those little popsicle sticks together.
Okay. When you are finally fully living in this state, Steve, we are going to sit down and record this masterful water tasting thing. We are going to do it, and you're going to fail.
Here's the secret, and Greg, I will go back to your wine tasting dealio. The secret with all of this nonsense, and it applies to coffee as well, mm-hmm. where they're like, it has tones of nougat and elderberry sap and maple droppings. They only refer to things that nobody has ever tasted.
Correct.
So you're not sure whether you actually tasted or not, and you feel like a fool if you ask.
Look,
taste maple droppings in this water.
I'm not.
This is from the north. This is clearly from the northern part of the Americas, where maple squirrels run free and the droppings go into these fresh streams. I can tell after it's been sifted and strained and placed upon this bottle that yes. This water is surely Vermont's finest naive water. Yes, surely.
I'm not sipping on Dasani being like, yes, I can taste.
Look, don't
you
ever.
You just said you could taste each one of them and tell them apart.
Yeah,
so
I can.
So do not go back on your
Here's what you need to learn. Here's what you need to prepare yourself is don't ever drink water out of any water bottle that is clear. You have to get the blue water bottles because the... It filters
tones,
out the blue light,
yeah.
and then that breaks down the tubulars in the water, which just ruins the flavor if you don't have those tubulars in there.
There's a Hawaii water that is so good. I can't remember what the company is called. It might start with an H.
I think, no, I do, I get it a lot. I think it's Kailua water, maybe something like that.
That's not an H.
Whenever I see it at Central Market,
it's in a blue bottle, though. It legit is in a blue bottle.
Yeah, you got it because you don't want those tubulars to break down.
Correct. I'm doing a search for blue Hawaiian.
You searching on eBay or?
I'm searching on Google. There's a lot of. I didn't know that was a cocktail.
Waiakea. Well, Waiakea.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. It's like volcanic water.
That's a meaningless statement, sir.
Volcanoes are rock. You are not drinking molten rock.
No. Like, okay, fundamentals of earth science. The entirety of the
Everything.
Hawaiian Islands is volcano.
There
right?
are volcanoes everywhere. There's a volcano under Yosemite Park.
But not even that. It's just like if you're getting water from Hawaii, it falls from the sky. Yes, it goes through the soil where you're not getting it. And then it filters through the volcanic rock that those islands are. And then you get it into the aquifer. It's all volcanic water. That's the only kind of water Hawaii knows how to make.
I'm not recovering from this.
Start with the tubulars. Don't let your tubulars break down.
Don't. Because that's going to really affect the maple drops.
Yeah, but you will not have that aftertaste of fermented nougat if you
Correct.
Let the tubulars,
if you've
break,
let the
down.
Tubulars break down. Because nougat really needs to bind to tubulars to really come, to really be maple forward in your water. It really
you
needs to bind to those. Because our tongues are designed, there's like a sixth one further back that's the tubular sentence. Scientists just discovered the tubular
taste
buds.
It's just right there behind umami, yes.
So when you're drinking water, you need to hold it way back in your throat to really taste it. Bunch of garbage. Tell water apart.
It's because my taste buds are more sophisticated.
You eat McDonald's every day! Your taste buds are dead.
It keeps my tongue at a always ready to taste palate.
No, it's like all I eat. Your taste buds 10 years ago said, all we get is mush. We might as well die.
We give up.
We give up. Done. We're never going to get anything tasty. So we're done. Salt, you're up. Because that's all we're going to get for the rest
Man,
of our lives.
I love
salt burgers. See?
There you go.
I'm going to lace all your water with salt on the tasting.
All right, Greg, give us question of the week.
Okay. It's the start of the new year. You know just what I want to hear. So get my interest peaked. So let's have the question. The question of the week.
This one is from Steven from our Addict channel. It's very long, so we got to cut this down. 2021 marks the 25th anniversary of Pokemon. We're expecting many event distributions like we did in 2016, which was the 20th.
Who's this we?
We as the, I would assume, the community?
Yeah.
I'm not expecting many event distributions. Don't include me in that group.
I guess I would.
I mean, I am. I expect them to do something.
My question is, what have you done with all your event Pokemon over the year? They've listed all of theirs they've collected. Then they say, I am very pleased on the Nintendo Switch. These Pokemon go straight to your box without the chance of soft resetting. Now they're happily living in one box, so I could check them off in chronological order. What have you done with your event Pokemon from past games? Have you redeemed them all from your delivery man? Have you used them in your past playthroughs or competitive? Are they still in your old games collecting dust? Or are they in your newer games or Pokemon Home? Looking forward to many events in 2021.
I've only found one cartridge where I thought I had redeemed everything and hadn't, and I've dumped all of them into bank/home. They aren't organized in any way, they're just in there.
I mean, same here. Collect, toss it in the box, yep. Move on with my life.
There's only one person, Steve, who creates special boxes to put them in.
Yeah, because my Pokemon Home is incredibly organized.
I'm still trying to figure out the point of that, because it kind of just like organizes it on its own. It's kind of like the whole Google mentality of like, don't organize anything because search will find it for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, perfect. Maybe.
I just put them in there. I mean, to be fair, I generally collect them all in, like when I put them in a box, I usually put them in whatever game I got them in the same box, because that's the box that was open. And then when I dump them into Home and Bank, they're all clumped together. But I've done no organization past that. And I don't, almost all the distributions have always come after I've finished the game, so I've never used them in a playthrough.
I've used, so there was the 2016 Pokemon, the like year of, what was that, year of, no, 2018 was year of Legendary, and then 2016 was year of Mythical. I have used the Marshadow that was given out in...
Oh, yeah. Wasn't that good against...
It was good against Mewtwo in Sword and Shield.
Mewtwo. Yeah. I used mine, too, for that one.
Yeah, so I used my Marshadow there. There was like a one-off Halloween event or something in Ultra Sun, Ultra Moon, where I think you could use Marshadow because it was part of the spooky. So I used my Marshadow there. My Marshadow probably is like the one mythical that got the most use. With the Year of Legendary stuff, a lot of those legendaries for competitive in Ultra Sun, Ultra Moon for the Ultra Cup. What is the oldest you have? I think my oldest is 2012 Mew from Heart Gold Soul Silver distribution. Is probably the oldest Pokemon I have.
Oh, I have no idea.
I don't know. I mean, I went to all the mall tours.
Maybe it was 2010.
Throughout the beginning ones. So I've collected a bunch. I don't remember what was given out at mall tour, so I couldn't. I'd have to look them up. I have to go to Serebii.
There were some I missed. Like, I missed the McDonald's Hoopa, but Rochelle in our Slack, she was able to get me one because I missed that one.
How did you miss that one of all with your McDonald's fetish?
I think it was BK lounging that year.
Oh, okay.
I might have switched to Burger King for that year. That's true. I think the one time I did try to go, their Wi-Fi, the one I went to, their Wi-Fi didn't actually work or connect. So I was like, oh, I'll just do it again, and then I forgot.
The one I went to, the Wi-Fi was not great, but I did do it in all four games, I'm pretty sure. Sitting in their parking lot with my lights off, like nobody look at me because I'm outside of a McDonald's.
Oh, that was like me in GameStop. But for me, like the premise of this question is just fundamentally flawed as it applies to my life, because if I'm playing a Pokemon game to play the game, I'm not using mythicals or legendaries. I'm not using anything that would have been a distribution. If I'm playing competitive, I don't soft reset for competitive mythicals or legendaries. I just borrow them from friends who
Who did you that?
I got a lot of water to taste in my life. I don't have time to be soft resetting for distribution Pokemon, so I just borrow from somebody else. So yeah, my mythicals and legendaries from distributions go in a box, never to be seen again. I will sell them on eBay as part of my retirement fund.
I mean, they're in my will, so somebody's going to be real nice to me, and I'll give you the codes to all my Pokemon that I've collected over my years.
Yeah, I would say most of my Pokemon are in Pokemon Home. I have a couple that are not. Like I have like a Celebi and a Keldeo still in Black and White that I haven't moved up yet.
Yeah, but you're still using, aren't you still using some back in those games for stuff?
Yeah, I'm still using them. Eventually they'll get moved up.
Yeah, I have to move them. I have so many things I got to move out of bank. I just sort of got distracted, as usual.
Will, what is our Pokemon?
Wait, hold on. Oh. We need to just, as a quick side note, if a Sudowoodo falls but nobody around to hear it, does it make a sound? Yes. It will always make a sound. Our individual experiences don't change how the world works. We need to get away from this individual bias nonsense. Things happen without you being there to witness them.
Yes, yeah, somebody scammed many sound. People out of Popsicle Zarudes.
Yeah.
And you didn't hear about it until about 20 minutes ago.
But it still happened. Okay, Pokemon of the Week. I was trying to buy time to find my notes, but I literally wrote nothing down.
Well, okay, so I've got a lot of issues with
well, we know, but what's
the responses I've received to this past week's Pokemon of the Week. First off, the first clue, if you can remember my third wife's name, this week's Pokemon will be an easy guess for you. What? I live in the United States in the late 20th century. I realize there's a lot of wild stuff going on, but what do you think my third wife's name would be that would be similar to Lou Natone or Lou Nala? I mean, I guess I know a guy who's dating a girl named Louisa and he calls her Lou, but come on. Are you serious? When the third one is just like so much clearer?
You were clearly married to Cole Rock. So
exactly. The other issue I have here is like, please, like, if you don't understand a word that I say, feel free to look it up in the dictionary. Because I said that it does not represent a diurnal cycle. And guess what? Diurnal means day and night. So if you're looking at Lunatone and Solrock, day and night, if you're looking at Lunala and Solgaleo, day and night, that's a no-no. We're looking at something that's not day and night. And then, the other part, people guessed all three, but they just never picked out the right one.
What was the other part?
That there are three Pokemon that represent pretty much the same thing. Two of them are legendary and one is ordinary. What do you got, Greg? Because I know Steve's researching water brands.
I have nothing. My page is blank.
If I told you that my third wife's name was Chris Lee Anderson and Lee was spelled L-E-A.
Lethea?
Wow.
Can't, is that right?
It's Cresselia.
That was worth it, though.
Cresselia and Darkrai are like Quarter Moon and New Moon, or No Moon. But when you think of Chris, sometimes you think of like day and night when you think of Cresselia because it's the whole moon thing. Mm-hmm. But it's not day and night when it's with Darkrai. Sorry, folks. I was like, seriously, somebody was like, oh, it's Lunatone. I was like, what do you think my wife's name that is similar to Lunatone? And I was like, yes, her name was Lunatone.
Yes. Louise Natalie from South. Could have been Natalie Louise.
No.
I like how their trivia is prior to Generation 6, Cresselia's shape was an ant. Thanks.
Yeah, Cresselia's a weird... like, Cresselia-Darkrai relationship's weird. Cresselia is also 100% female.
Well, it's supposed to represent the lunar cycle, but what's weird to me is just like, and I also mentioned this in the clue, is that Cresselia is not the full moon. She's a crescent moon, or it's a crescent moon.
Shuffle icon is very good. Shiny is decent. I kind of like the shiny.
No, shiny's
good. At least it's a noticeable shiny, although the colors again change. It gets lighter as we get later in the games. It's another one that sort of had its colors change.
I just think the 3DS didn't have that many colors to it. Because, like, if you look at shinies in Let's Go or Sword and Shield, they're better. Like, everything in the 3DS just seems very muted and soft.
That's probably the 3D part of it.
Which nobody uses.
All right. Oh, I turned that off. It hurt my eyes immediately.
Oh, man.
I was like, I can't see. I'm old.
Here we go. This week's Pokemon of the Week. Get ready, Greg, because I know this one's going to hit you hard.
Okay.
I received a complaint in the past week about the way that I pronounce the name of a certain Pokemon, the companion to Unova's Throw. I was so concerned by this complaint that I asked people from my hometown if they also get called out for the way that they pronounce certain words, and they all confirmed that they do. This week's Pokemon is not that Pokemon, although they share one of its types. Now, if you have really been paying attention, you will remember a bit of trivia I brought up about naming conventions for birds, where one word is used for a certain class of birds in North America, but that same word is used for a different class of birds in the rest of the world. My accent also kicks in when I pronounce the rest of the world class of birds. It rhymes with Throw's partner. This week's Pokemon is based on that type of bird. The last thing you need to know to get this week's Pokemon is the classic, but now defunct, team-up of Enzo Amore and Big Cass. Their moniker was an homage to the way that I pronounce another word, and they come from the world this Pokemon is themed after. If that is not enough information for you, please know that I once had an awesome dog that tossed chocolate sauce. There you go.
And we can't... When I'm around you and I fall into your accent, you get mad at me.
No, it's when people repeat words immediately after I say them that make me self-conscious.
But you say them so good.
Yeah, I always get that excuse. Oh, it makes me so happy.
It does. Like, all we have here is the fact that we say beer with the hardest R that has ever happened. And I would direct you
exactly. I was like, I would direct you to Steve's wife because she's got the worst accent of anyone.
That those good old Midwestern O's, don't you know?
We will be back next week.
You didn't announce what the year is.
Oh,
we went through that entire nightmare on Friday. Was it Friday? Look, I don't know what day it was.
That's when he returned to streaming.
Year of blah blah blah, and you haven't even announced it.
Well, that's because it was going to go out on YouTube first.
Oh, all right. Then I guess none of you are going to know.
You will know next week what the year of Pokemon was, unless you were there.
What the Pokemon of the year was?
Pokemon of the year was unless you.
I was there.
Unless you were there helping the demise and the fall of what should have been Pokemon of the year.
Oh,
what should have been.
Oh, he is going to go on this. Save it for next week with your water-tasting mouth.
We'll be back next week. If you want to know what the Pokemon of the Year is going to be, that'll probably be on YouTube this coming Friday, youtube.com/PKMNcast. There will be a Pokemon Master video on Wednesday, Pokemon of the Year on Friday, TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, something else, all the same, PKMNcast. Greg is at White Wing on Twitter. I am at Dragging a Lake. Will is at Wash in the Sink on Twitter. Otherwise, thank you for listening. Hopefully, your 2021 is going better than your 2020. But we won't hear about it because this is a one-way show. We can only you can only hear us. We can't hear you.
Can reach out on Twitter or any of those other things.
That's true. But we will see you all next week. This has been another episode of the Pokemon Podcast, and we are
super effective.
Super bottled water is a scam. It is all just tap water. I am recording again. Ba ba ba.
I am recording. Tick tock, tick tock, tick tock.
This podcast is supported by our Patreon backers. If you would like to support on Patreon, you can head over to ise.cash to support us. A shout out to our producers of this episode, starting with Catherine, Courtney, Kay, Matthew, Jetsy, Patrick, Bovine, Casey, Brady, Steph, Brian, Steven, and Kevin. And our executive producers of Spencer and Anthony. Thank you so much for your support. Thank you for listening. Thank you for making it to the end. And have a great rest of your week.